Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
The gratitude that influences. Last week I mentioned overdramatic kids complaining, "I'm starving," or people with expensive phones complaining about a slow internet connection. We're really good at expressing what we want, aren't we? In fact, we're really good at loudly letting everyone around us know that we want something. But here's a good question. Are we just as quick to loudly express our gratitude? It's innate human nature to behave this way. No one has to teach a child to express their desires loudly, but we do have to teach our children to say, "thank you." And sometimes it takes even more prompting to get them to say it loud enough for others to hear and sincere enough for others to believe that they are truly grateful. So why would we expect it to be any different just because we happen to be older? That's why we've noted that the attitude of gratitude is a great attitude, and it's also an attitude that makes the grateful person stand out from the crowd. G.K. Chesterton noted, "In life, you can take things one of two ways. You can take them for granted, or you can take them with gratitude." Sadly, it seems that for granted is what is typically exhibited. In fact, I think the granted to grateful ratio is 10 to 1. Luke alone tells a story in his gospel about 10 men with leprosy. See Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. All 10 lepers had no problem calling out their need for healing in a loud voice, and they called out to the right person as they called Jesus Master. This word shows they believed he could do something no one else could do. Indeed, Jesus shows his authority over leprosy with just the word "go," and as they went, they were cleansed. All 10 were quick to loudly express their desire for healing and to call on the authority of Jesus, but only one of them came back praising God in a loud voice. Both Luke and Jesus affirm that all 10 men were cleansed on the outside. Their skin no longer showed the ravages of leprosy. But only to the one grateful man did Jesus say, "Your faith has healed and saved you." Verse 19 out of the Message paraphrase. The Greek word here is sozo. This is the same word used for the eternal salvation that only Jesus alone can bring. Check out John chapter 3, verse 17, John chapter 10, verse 9, Acts chapter 2, verse 21, and Romans chapter 10, verse 9. This is better than just physical cleansing. It's wholeness that lasts for eternity. E.M. Bounds wrote, "Gratitude and murmuring never abide in the same heart at the same time." Sadly, the ratio of grumblers to praisers is only going to grow as we move closer and closer to the end of the age, culminating in people who have the outward appearance of godliness, like the 9 cleansed lepers, but ignore the true power of God for salvation. See 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. In this take everything for granted, focus on the outward culture, those 1 in 10 stand out. Those who have gone beyond skin-deep cleaning to soul-deep salvation and who loudly express their gratitude are the ones the Apostle Paul declares shine brightly and influence those around them. Philippians chapter 2, verses 14 through 16. The origin of the word influence comes from a power people thought those bright stars had to affect the lives of humans. So, your consistent gratitude is influencing those around you and giving them a star to chart their course more consistently than almost anything else you can do. So shine on. Praise God loudly, quickly, and sincerely for what He has done for you. Be the 1 in 10, and then watch your influence impact everyone who encounters you. If you've missed any of the messages in our series, The Great Attitude of Gratitude, I've shared a link to those messages in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.